Liam, would I be right in thinking that you believe that you deserved a point after that one?
Yeah, well, without a doubt. I think, you know, with the referee's conned us, you know, he sent Kev off for the best tackle on the pit, on the game throughout the 90. You know, they say, well, did he go in aggressive? Yeah, he did. Did he go in studs showing? No. Did he go over the top? No. Did he win the ball? Yeah. And I said, so, you know, with less of the law, I said, I was stood next to the fourth official who turned around and said, great challenge. And then next thing the referee shows him a straight red. He then proceeded to go into a game where there hasn't been hardly any fouls or nigglies or nothing. He's booked about seven people, sent one off, give a pen when no one in the ground knew why. And then, you know, you probably go home and tell everyone like he was star man today.
But that challenge was a 50-50, wasn't it? It was one of those ones where both players went in full-blooded and he won the ball as well at the same time.
Yeah, well, if he wouldn't have gone in, if, you know, in the way he did, he'd probably end up coming out with a broken leg. And then everyone would be feeling, you know, the ref will stop the game and feel sorry for everyone and all that. I said, but he's gone through, won the ball. The lad got up, no complaints from anyone. And, you know, he just couldn't wait to get a red card out, which... Yeah, as I said, I just think he was the most inept man I've ever seen in the middle of a football pitch in my life.
Going back to the football, though, even though you did go to 10 men, it didn't really seem to change your style of play. You still tried to go forward and get a goal.
Well, we tried to thing. You know, they're a biggest, direct, aggressive side. And, you know, it was important that we did, you know, dig in. But sometimes the best way of defending is attacking. And, you know, the odd break down the flanks, you know, we've got away, but... You know, to be honest, we probably only created two decent chances in the game, one before half time and one just after half time. We come away from home in this league, you know, one of them's got to go in.
The other flashpoint in the game as well was the penalty decision. I didn't really see the reason why it was given. I mean, okay, the hand was there, but it wasn't blatant. You don't necessarily see them given all the time.
Well, normally when you get a penalty, your team appeal. So when you get one against you and the other team don't appeal, you're always going to feel aggrieved. But if I'm honest, I just knew you could see it coming because, you know, the way the referee had been throughout the game. And I said, I'm not one to actually talk about referees because I know they've got a hard job. But, you know, there's a ways and means of making a job easy and hard for yourself. And, you know, if you want attention, he's made it easy for himself.
Tony McMillan pulled off a fantastic save though, didn't he?
Yeah, as I said, you know, any save, any pen's a good pen. I think the pen was a poor pen. But, you know, he's done what he's done. But as I said, it's ended up, we're still conceding in the 92nd minute. So, you know, been up here twice in the last couple of weeks and conceded in the 92nd minute in both games, lost the game 1-0. So, disappointing. I hope I never go to the North East again this season.
But that was agonising, wasn't it? That goal at the end. I mean, what more could your defence have done about it?
Stop the cross coming in. You know, you always say... I know crosses put balls in the box, put ball in the box, you win your games. So, you know, we could have stopped it at source probably. But then again, it's a little bit difficult because, you know, they've got the extra man. It was able to work it wide. As much as, like, the work rate from our lads was fabulous. It just wasn't, you know, the be-all and end-all today. So, you know, got to take it on the chin, bounce back and go into a game on Tuesday, which is massive for us.
And overall... You've often said that these games are going to be tough for you, but when the luck doesn't go your way, do you feel more aggrieved?
Well, we always find. I always turn around and say, last year we got the massive rub of the green because we were probably one of the bigger clubs in that league. So especially teams who come to us on you know, the amount of last-minute penalties or last-minute winners or turning points which come late on, we got last year. We got because, you know, referees are swayed by the bigger club and... As much as they say they are, you know, they're lying. Because, you know, it happens at Old Trafford. I think he'd gone like 8 years without a penalty being given at Old Man United. But, you know, we had it last year and we never complained about it then. But we're having it against us this time because, you know, obviously referees come to the likes of Darlington and referees get carried away and think that they're refereeing in the Championship, but they're not still in the Conference. But they always sway to the bigger club. But, you know, as I said, swings and roundabouts, we've just got to... Head odds down and bounce back. We've had two defeats on the spin now and we've got to put that right on Tuesday.